Then talking about the Dead Sea therapy or the balneon therapy, which is a form of treatment used in psoriasis, as well as the other dermatoses like the atopic dermatitis or vitiligo, and it is done by bathing in the water of naturally occurring mineral springs such as the Dead Sea found in Israel and Jordan. So it is believed that it is very helpful in treating the lesions of psoriasis. Then causes of hair loss in psoriasis can be divided into the various types, such as hair loss due to erythroderma, stress-induced telogen effluvium, methotrexate-induced telogen effluvium, and dietary insufficiency. These can be the various causes which can lead to hair loss. How will you differentiate histologically between pustular psoriasis and AJIP? So if you see histopathologically, the causes of both of these are quite different. How are we going to differentiate? Because in both of these, we can see subcorneal and intraepidermal pustule formation. So in pustular psoriasis, along with subcorneal and intraepidermal pustule formation, there will be other features of psoriasis as well, such as hypogranulosis, there will be papillomatosis and acanthosis. Whereas in AJIP, because it is a drug reaction, so there will be spongiform subcorneal and intraepidermal pustules along with papillary edema, vasculitis, and exocytosis of eosinophils mainly, which is a feature of drug reaction. Along with that, single cell necrosis of keratinocytes may also be seen. Another important mode of the treatment can be used in psoriasis besides phototherapy is the excimer laser, which is a very high intensity UVB light having a wavelength of 308 nanometer. It is very, very helpful in treating the individual plaques of psoriasis because it is directed only at the individual plaques and thus it is not exposed onto the uninvolved skin. So it does. There's no need for the calculation of the minimal erythema dose. It penetrates deeply into the skin and focuses over the individual lesions only, and it produces very good results in inducing the remission in the patients with psoriasis. Severity of the psoriasis is based on the body surface area involvement. If 3 or less than 3% body surface area is involved, we call it as mild psoriasis. 3 to 10% body surface area is included in moderate psoriasis, whereas if it is more than 10%, then it is included in the severe psoriasis. Much better than that is the calculation of the PASI, which we are expected to do in every case of psoriasis to determine the severity. How pregnancy affects psoriasis? This question is very, very important, should be asked in every case. So because we know the pathogenesis of psoriasis is Th1 induced, so when the lady become pregnant, the immune response is changed from Th1 to Th2, so the disease goes into remission or it becomes improved. But in 10 to 20% the patient can worse, it become worse. Mild disease can become unaffected, but in severe cases it may lead to spontaneous abortion, preeclampsia, and low birth weight. For the treatment of psoriasis in pregnancy, we have different options, including steroids. We can go for phototherapy, and we can also give biological agents, that is anti-TNF, infliximab, adalimumab, and etanercept.